one more hour left. Oh, I'm so sad. I don't want to go. I've been having so much fun here. I've been having so much fun. Yes, 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 yes. Let's just take a moment to give thanks to all of our favorite artists and all of these musicians who give us all this beautiful music. All of this music that we just could not live without. My goodness. My goodness. So let's raise our vibrations so high, so high, so high in this moment and just be like, thank you. I know I'm saying thank you. Thank you. I hope everybody's having a great night as I'm having a great night. This is absolutely amazing. Thank you. I just want to express my gratitude for being here tonight and being able to play my favorite songs. So thank you so much for all of this. Thank you, universe. Thank you, WMFO. Thank you for this magical place. Like, that is what I'm most grateful for right now that I could think of, you know, or I wouldn't even be the, I mean, come on, I'm here on Thanksgiving. Now, you know, I'm grateful for WMFO and being here and DJing because I was like, I'm here. I'm going to be here on Thanksgiving, hopefully raising the vibrations and helping everyone else raise the vibrations while they enjoy their holiday. And I can be right here being the music supplier. So I love it. I love you. Here is a really fun one by the amazing and talented Slick Rick. We gotta love him. I've seen him live twice. He's great. He's the bee's knees of hip hop in old school. So here is Slick Rick with Hey Young World. Stay tuned for another hour of the Paranormal Playground Sounds Thanksgiving Takeover. Hey young world, the world is yours. Hey young world.
It may cause concern, it's boring. Why don't you listen and learn?
Love takes happiness.
That once was strong,
but you to society,
even that's turned wrong.
Times have changed.
Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgotten?
Who put you on this earth, huh?
Who put you on proud?
And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents are hurted.
Hurted and ashamed.
For ruining yourself.
And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these dopes.
As a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. You'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire these
kids. Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard rocks too. So listen, be strong, scream whoopee-doo. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you'll make your mommy
so proud of you too.
And this is the message
that the ruler, you know, Rick threw, you know, and it's true.
You know what? We like to party, to party. You know what? You know what?
You look fly.
You don't have a
lot. Oh my, you've been fighting again and you forgot why. Hey kid, walk straight, master your high.
Why?
Because you make your family cry. And all jokes aside, are you in good health?
Hey little boy,
now have you really checked yourself? You're a disgust, you know someone that I can't trust.
You'd steal Ma's welfare
and you'd run and buy some dust and
plus, I must say,
big shot you're not. Your friends are talking and I'm hearing that your girls are what? You didn't know? Go steal and rob.
And while you're
go get a suit for a job. You see, you're acting like this urge is demanding.
Come on, wake up.
Have some understanding. Society's a weak excuse for a man.
It's time for the
righteous. Now it's time to take the stand. Believe it or not, the Lord still shines on you. He
guides you.
And he watched you as you grew. Plus,
past the age of
a little child, that's true. But folks your age don't act like you do. So
be mature.
And put the boy to a halt.
And if you're over 18,
I wish you'd act like an adult.
Don't live in a world
of hate. Hey, yourself straight.
Men don't steal.
Hey, most don't borrow.
And if you smoke crack,
your kids will smoke crack tomorrow.
So be more mature.
And kids, do your chores.
Make your own money.
Hey, be proud, that's yours.
You know why? Cause that's a man.
That's brains, no spite.
Staying out of trouble
when it comes in sight.
And a man never loses a fight.
In God's sight, cause righteous laws are overdue. And this is a message that the ruler Rick threw. And it's true.
You know what?
You are listening to the Boston Media, Mariah Merlinite, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, Paranormal Playground Sounds Takeover Thanksgiving Special.
Someday she'll come back to me.
Good evening. We are listening to Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, here on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds Thanksgiving Takeover. I've been here from 8 to 11. I'm going to be from 8 to 11. So I'll be here till 11 p.m. rocking and rolling, whatnot, like Danny Zuko said in the movie Grease. Rocking and rolling, whatnot. You know, and it just brings you back to movies where you just will recite the lines for the rest of your life. This is beautiful. It really is. Thank you so much. Now, that was a killer playlist, I may say, myself, of what I just heard, because these are the kind of things I want to listen to. So we had Larry Lynch with Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Charlie Organaire with Royal Charlie. The Nutmegs, Story Untold. Slick Rick, Hey Young World, Scott of Lights, Guns of Navarone, The Drums, Let's Go Surfing, and The Marcells with Blue Moon. Yes, as you can see, there is a doo-wop, ska, infusion going on here. And speaking of infusion, I'm going to give you some Clash with some Bank Robber. We'll be right back.
Moriac Bowl. I'm not tracing nor complaining, I'm just going. He that exalted himself shall be abased. Grief always comes to those who love to brag the most. Meekly wait and murmur not, you better hold on to what you have brought. The higher the monkey climbs is the more he explodes.
I'm so confused, I just can't. And if you came for drama, then I can't understand. Music critics, music critics. And afraid of a guy who'll tell you he's never been in a mix. Been in a mix, been in a mix. From the grassroots, so big up to our friends. Every crew, every clique, and every posse. Big up to all the heads, not of hypocrisy. Your transistor.
Saying that no one will ever take your place.
Why, hello there. You are listening to the Boss Medium, where I'm Merlinite, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, and it is now time for our PSA. Walking is good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all of the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO, Medford Tufts Community, Tufts Community Radio. And I absolutely 100% agree with that PSA. I love that PSA because I am a walker. So the joy of walking, it's like a form of meditation. It's the absolute best. Woo! Windy. We got about a half hour left or less. Pretty much less. So I think I got about like... So we are playing Alice's Restaurant Massacre by Arlo Guthrie. And so we know that's like a million years long. That song is a million kajillion years long. Hallelujah, holla back. So before we get into that, I think, you know, I'm going to put it to the... Set the timer. Oh, I should actually set it right now. So we're going to get into it. So before I sign off, here we go. This is Alice's Restaurant Massacre. And I love you. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful, magical life. And catch me from 2 to 3 p.m. every Wednesday on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, opening up to the spiritual realms, psychic medium world, and we are going to have a wonderful guest next week to do live reading. So please tune in, see for yourself if this is something you like. Call in if you want to get a reading. This is interactive. This is all for you, and I love you. So happy Thanksgiving before I sign off or sign back on. I will be signing back on before the show ends, but it's been a blast from... Hear from this 3-hour Thanksgiving special, and I love each and every single one of you. God bless.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago, it was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant, she lives in the church nearby the restaurant, in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Facha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving, and we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before, and with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road, and off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff, and at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage, and we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. Said, kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and just wanted to know if you had any information about it. And I said, yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage. After speaking to Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obie could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have give us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, Obie, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on. He said, shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car, and that's what we did, and sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened. Here they got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car, but when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obie said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obie, I can understand you wanting my wallet so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obie, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obie said he was making sure, and friends, Obie was, cause he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll and have an escape. Obie was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obie on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obie came in with the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obie stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures, and the judge walked in, sat down with the CNI dog, and he sat down. We sat down. hope he looked at the seeing-eye dog. Then at the 27-8-5 town car, glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the seeing-eye dog. And then at the 27-8-by-10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, cause Obie came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27-8-by-10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. We got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like that. I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York, and I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I wanna kill. I wanna kill. Kill. I wanna see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. Kill! 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 And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill! Kill! And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill! Kill! And the sergeant came over, pinned a medal on me, sent me down the hall, said, you're our boy. And you feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things, and I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they was leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I when finally came to see the very last man, I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, what do you want? He said, kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested? And I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacre, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, kid, did you ever go to court? I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and stopped me right there and said, kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid! And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W, is where they put you. If you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime, and there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one, it was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, kid, what'd you get? Said I didn't get nothing, I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage. said, what were you arrested for, kid? And I said, littering. And they all moved away from me on the bench there to carry eyeball all kinds of mean, nasty things till I said, and creating a nuisance. And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine, we were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over. Had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 sentences, 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, crime, and that kind of thing. Got to say, pretend to about the crime. Want to know the rest of the officer's name, and that kind of thing. You got to say, and talk for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. I filled out the massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words. Kid, you rehabilitated yourself. I went over to the sergeant and said, sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on a Group W bench, 'cause you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug. He looked at me and said, kid, we don't like your kind, and we're gonna send your fingerprints off to Washington, and friends, somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folders, and study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is 'cause you may know somebody in a similar situation, or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do, is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in and say, shrink, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant, and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both faggots and it won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is, the Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar with feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here, sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
That was horrible.
Want to end war and stuff, you gotta sing loud. You can put a line. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud. Or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. And this time with four-part harmony and feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant, excepting Alice. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. So walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. At Alice's restaurant.
You are listening to the Boston Media, Mariah Merlinite, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And that is a wrap. Yes, I'm out of here. It's been a great 3 hours. And I have Red Bull all inside of me, and I probably will not be going to sleep after all of this. Fun and excitement, but I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in to this 3-hour Thanksgiving Paranormal Playground Sounds Thanksgiving special. And I will see you next week on Wednesday every 2 to 3 p.m. every week. Signing off here with some Frank Sinatra, My Way. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you, and all a good, beautiful night.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself,